This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I need you guys to put on your GM hats for the Commanders. Would you execute this trade that's been proposed by Bleacher Report to bring in Tyreek Hill? In this trade proposal, Miami would get a 2025 second rounder, a 2025 fifth rounder, and a 2026 third round pick from Washington.
Yes.
In return,
you're not giving up a first rounder.
I haven't even given you the full trade pack.
Yeah, but you just didn't even give up a first rounder, and you give me Tyreek Hill.
You get Tyreek Hill, a 2025 seventh, and a 2026 fifth rounder in return.
Yeah, you still would do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's now? Does Tyreek Hill want a new contract?
I'm sure.
Is that why he's been bitching about getting out of Miami?
I'm sure he would like an extension tacked on to whatever he's making at this point. I think he's making 28 or 30 million already.
It's pretty close to that.
Something in that range.
I think he was just in his feels in the moment because he's been a big advocate of Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found it strange that he says he wants out of Miami kind of right after the season, and he didn't go on the field right in that last game. There was a part of the game where he didn't go back on the field.
Right.
And his teammates were like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "I'm not going back in."
Like Jalen Waddle.
So he was unhappy, but I think
like, what's doing here?
Yeah. I think it's probably killing him too that he left the Chiefs and all they're doing is winning Super Bowls or getting to Super Bowls without him, and he wants to compete in the playoffs.
Well, he wanted to make a bunch of money.
My only question mark on him, I mean, one, he's not a good character guy. Like that'd be kind of weird bringing him into the Dan Quinn locker room. Like how would that work first and foremost? And second, his numbers took a huge dip last year. Now, I don't know if that was all on him. I think it was more the fact that McDaniel wanted more of the quick passing game, getting Achan and Jonnu Smith involved to keep Tua upright. Like, he just didn't target Tyreek Hill the way he'd been targeted in the past. His targets went from 170 and 171 to 123 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his numbers took a big dip. And he's 31 years old.
Yeah,
that would give me a little bit of pause.
How many games did he play? How many games?
He played in 17 games. He only had 81 catches last year. He came off consecutive 119 catch performances in 2022 and 2023.
Well, another reason is Tua also had the concussion issue.
Right.
So he didn't play the entire year. Mm-hmm. So if Tua's playing the entire year, he's probably getting more targets.
Then you add in, I saw in another report that he plans to retire after the 2026 season. Now, who knows if that's legitimate or not, but you'd only be getting him if he's true to his word. You'd only be getting him for two seasons.
You remember what he said he wanted his next career to be, right?
Porn star?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I don't know why I knew that.
Does he have 2 years left on his deal?
I'd have to look up on SpotTrack. I don't know that.
Yeah. How many kids does Tyreek get?
He's got 10 or 11.
He's got a ton.
If he retires in 2 years and he could still make another 15, 20 million a year, whatever he's making, he should keep playing.
According to this, it says, with the recent arrival of his daughter, Tyreek has at least 10 children, though only 8 are confirmed.
At least 10.
I think he had like 5 of them in like a 6-month span.
He might want to play till he's 40. And I'm not even doing it. Like, he should play as long as you can.
But he's little. Like, I think he could. Like, you know, I just feel like he's going to have speed
forever.
For years.
Yeah, I would agree.
He's
going to
be like Darryl Green.
But at some point, he's going to get dialed back.
Like, I can't imagine.
Him dialing back could be like still elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine he wants or he'll be out of the league in 2 years. He wants a new contract extension.
So where's this article that's kind of
suggesting?
This is
from Bleacher Report. It's just a Bleacher Report suggestion.
What is their
suggestion?
They're just saying the Commanders should be in the market.
Yeah, they're basically saying, look, you need to add another deep threat to Terry McLaurin. Would really help Jaden Daniels as far as going from an MVP candidate to a guy that could win the award if he had that sort of skill on offense.
You mentioned that he was very supportive of Tua. Did he, and I know he was supportive of Tua kind of in relation to Mahomes, kind of pumping up, but he wasn't really knocking Mahomes. Is he known for, like, knocking other quarterbacks that he's played with?
I haven't heard that.
Has he been a pain in the ass like a Stephon Diggs? I don't think so.
Not that I've heard.
I mean,
he obviously has
off-the-field issues that, you know, dating back to, like, college or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was a quarterback basher. Like I said, I thought he was an advocate of Tua. And I'm reading here, and I thought this was the case. He even said that his initial comments were about missing the playoffs. He was frustrated that the team missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think he wants to be back in Miami.
That's what he says.
Yes, the numbers went down this year, but him and Waddle together, it's a pretty damn good combination.
But if they were able to, just speak hypothetically.
Yeah, I would do it if I was Washington. He's a game-changing type player.
Who would you rather have, Diggs or Hill? Hill.
I'd rather have Hill.
Hill.
I'd rather have Hill. Well, maybe like everybody's all about T. Higgins. Maybe I would take T. Higgins because he's younger. But Hill's more dynamic than pretty much every other receiver in the NFL except for Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase.
If you could guarantee that he had a year like 2022 or 2023, of course you would take him. He had 119 grabs in 2022. For 1,700 yards, 7 touchdowns. The next year, almost identical numbers, 13 touchdowns. His touchdowns plummeted to 6 this past year, but
sometimes
still,
that's like, random. Like, I would take
would
his 81 catches.
Where,
I would take his 81 catches.
Like that would rank 3rd on the Commanders this year, right behind McLaurin, Ertz, and then Hill. With
how many
6.
Did Ertz have?
He had like 7, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I would just take his 81 catches.
Oh, yeah. That would be huge. I mean,
massive.
Now
and any one of those could go to the house.
His average went down, too. His average in those 2 bomb years was 14.4 and 15.1, and last year was 11.8. So that took a pretty precipitous dip.
Yeah, but that could be an outlier. That could just be the way they used him. I don't think it's because of him.
For his career, he averages almost 14 yards per catch.
Yeah. Like, he's just an automatic
first
down.
Well, he would be a huge weapon, but I just don't see it. I think he'll stay in Miami. Maybe he wants another 2 years on his deal. I mean, just can't imagine Miami getting rid of him.
Although I do remember seeing that presser or whatever when he was talking that way. And it didn't seem like it was a contract negotiation. Like, it seemed like he was
frustrated.
It was frustration.
Yeah, but I think he also wants an extension. He's got his deals up in 2 years.
Yeah, but he said he's going to retire.
He ain't retiring. He's got 500 kids.
I know. It would be stupid.
He's going to play until those wheels fall off. Or he should.
He should.
Better sock away a lot of that money.
You definitely should. I don't know, man. Keim, like I told you in the first segment of the show, Keim kind of convinced me that he didn't see like big flash moves in the offseason, even though the Skins have all this cap room.
Yeah.
That they were going to be more sort of under the radar, Tyler Biadasz, Frankie Louvu, Dante Fowler type moves, signings. I mean, did they even make any trade? Like, what trades did they? I guess for Lattimore.
Lattimore was
a
trade.
And that one, I think, was a
big
splashy
deal.
Kind of move that hasn't really worked out.
That was a big deal.
I'd say that was a big
deal. Because
he's
a big name.
Yeah.
I still think they're going to go after somebody. I don't know if it's going to be free agent or making a trade. I just feel like they're going to go after
somebody. You think they're going to go for like a marquee prime of his career type of guy?
No, about
like
prime
a Miles Garrett type.
I think you're just giving up a ton for Garrett. But, yeah, let's just say, for an example, they're going to go after someone who can make Miles immediate Garrett, impact.
T. Higgins, immediate Tyreek. Impact. You think one of those guys?
Well,
an A-lister.
I don't think it's
going to
be
him. You think
they're
going for an A-lister in the prime of his career?
Yeah. Just my gut.
They made over 20 moves last year. The roster overhaul was incredible last season.
But I think they have.
But it also could be a Cooper Kupp, who's not in the prime of his career. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, a bigger name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's the purpose of getting a name? Who cares?
Well, I mean, name that we know because they because they've put
up. They got to produce.
Yeah, because they put up numbers.
Yeah. They don't care about the name. They just want production.
I'd look out for Christian Kirk. I think he's going to be a salary cap cut in Jacksonville. They've got a new, like, young GM in charge there they just introduced in the last couple days. And I think he's slated to make like $17 or $18 million this upcoming season.
Yeah,
and I don't think they're going to pay that. And while he was with Kingsbury back in Arizona, he had two seasons where he had 107 targets in one and 103 targets in another. So, I mean, that could be a guy they get on the cheap that you add to the offense along with Terry McLaurin. Maybe you re-sign De'Ami Brown. Maybe it's not as splashy of a name. Maybe it's a guy like Christian Kirk gets added to the mix.
We keep talking about receiver. What if they go out and pick up one of these running backs that's available?
Like who? Give me a name.
All right, your top five running backs.
I'll tell you if I'm interested.
According to this article,
okay,
which was in, let's see, CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Rico Dowdle.
I'll give him a ding because he's kind of intriguing. Like he's got the dual threat from the running back skill set, can catch some balls, yeah. can be like a hammer type as well.
He ran for over 1,000 yards last year.
Wouldn't be super expensive. I'm kind of intrigued. And he's young. I'm kind of intrigued by him.
Who else?
Number two on their list, Aaron Jones. Bigger name, a little older.
Yeah, but he's a stud.
He is a stud, but
he's probably going to cost you some money.
He's probably on the wrong side of 30 at this point, or right at 30. I'm going to give him a buzz.
What about Najee Harris?
Here's the thing about Aaron Jones. He was on the Vikings last year.
Mm-hmm.
First six games of the year, he averaged 5.2 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. Slowed down the final 11, only 4.1 yards per carry, which I'm guessing still better than what you got from Brian Robinson last year. Najee Harris is number three on the list, Jason. You mentioned him.
How old's he?
He's run for 1,000 yards 30? In each of his last four seasons. I don't think he's that old.
He's probably 27 or 28.
Yeah. Just seems like he's 30 because he's been around forever. And get so many
26.
I think the buzz on
Najee Harris is only 26.
I think the buzz on him is potentially going to Chicago and working in the Ben Johnson offense.
Number four is J.K. Dobbins. A lot of injuries here.
Good story.
Baltimore.
Injury prone.
Good player is when he's healthy, but he's always hurt. Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to give him a buzz.
Number five, do you get a Chubb for Nick Chubb?
No. Nah. I mean, Drab could run faster than Nick Chubb right now, so I'm going to say no.
Well, he's also had injuries. Torn MCL in 2023, broken foot in 2024.
Well, he had a...
No, thank you.
He had a severe injury.
Right, he's had multiple severe injuries.
I thought he was going to be much better this year, and he wasn't.
And I think that's your drop-off, because then you're talking about Javonte Williams and names like that.
No.
Honestly, I'm not interested in any of those names you mentioned.
So, were they going to run back Brian Robinson is their top.
You know what I
no.
would?
Here's runner? What, here's they can draft would, somebody? No, no. I mean, there's only so many draft choices
here's what
you
I
have.
Would consider.
Yeah, they could.
If Ashton Jeanty falls like past 18 or 20 with the Commanders sitting at 29, if I'm Adam Peters, I would start calling those teams in the 21
you think
to 24
he's that
range.
Good. He's that good. He's a difference
maker. I mean, he's
maker.
Super explosive, and you put him in the backfield with Jaden Daniels, I think would be a nice cocktail.
He's
I
just,
saw in one of the mocks.
He's just small. He's just really
small. I know. But he's a tank.
I saw in one of the mocks him going top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he'll be the first RB off the board.
He'll probably go like top 12 or top 13. So it's probably a pipe dream. But if he slips down the board and
how about
I'm Adam Peters, I would consider.
How about the RB from Ohio State?
Yeah, Henderson.
I mean,
he can run. Maybe he's really good.
I don't know if he'll fall into the second round.
I don't know. We keep thinking about wide receiver, but the more I thought about it is, they need to upgrade running back, too. I mean, before the season, we talked about all the holes this team had. Mm-hmm. And Adam Peters, it was going to take a long time to get there. And I do think, even though they had this fantastic year and they go 12-5 and made the NFC Championship game, you see the talent difference between the Eagles and the Washington Commanders. They just don't have that many frontline players. Now, you got Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and a couple others that you can say are really good players, but for the most part, they need to upgrade everywhere.
Yeah, but again, I feel like we're having an uneducated conversation.
Because?
I feel like we sound dumb.
Because?
Because we scored 29 points a game on offense, and all we ever talk about is what offensive players, what held this team back? The defense.
Yeah.
That needs to be the
focus. Well, we've talked about that.
We know he's going to address that.
But that needs to be the focus, not just addressed like casually. That should be the top of the draft.
I think you're right. I think they have to certainly address the defensive line and the secondary.
Every layer.
Yeah.
Every layer.
And look, Bobby Wagner's a free agent. He's probably not coming back.
Oh, that probably is coming back.
Why?
Because somebody had him like as the 20th best player in the NFL or something. It was crazy.
PFF had
so other teams would be interested.
There will be a market for him.
There's just going to be, but I would agree, they need to fill some holes.
I feel like
on the
we need to
side.
Focus way
but,
more.
But bro, they have two receivers under contract. They have to go out and get receivers.
They also have like 34 then, free agents.
They got a lot of free agents.
And they're going to resign a lot of them.
But we have talked about defense.
I don't know about a lot.
We've talked about should they pluck these guys from the Eagles like Josh Sweat or Zach Bond or Cakes is a fan
know,
of
a little bit. But
Myron
we're focusing
Williams,
on the
right?
draft, all offense.
Or Milton Williams.
Milton Williams, yeah.
It's more fun to talk about. They've established
a baseline with their offense, 28 points. You can't go back. You got to either hit 28.
I think they'll get better because the quarterback's going
to
get better.
You can't just stay stagnant with the guys you have.
Okay, I'm not trying to say stay stagnant, but you're not going to get any better if you don't fix that defense.
Understood.
That's a bigger priority than the offense.
But you have to add more talent to the offense.
I would love to be in that room, that war room.
It would be great.
When those guys are talking about what players they're targeting, drafts, free agents, trades. I would love it.
Let's use our connections. Let's weasel our way into the war room. How can we make that happen?
Finley's got to hook us.
All right. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post columnist. He'll join us next here on The Fan.